Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right.
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of a bitch, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle, Sean Kwali. I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from the hells and the smells of North America. And always I count this a privilege. I count this a joy. I count this an esteemed honor to be able to talk to you, my family, from this platform that we call and consider Black Power Radio, the most hard-hitting, most revolutionary, most uncompromising, bold, courageous, updated radio anywhere to be found in the hills and smells of North America. We are happy to be able to broadcast to you right now on the edge of our national and international day of action and unity, number 3. It's number 3, October the 1st, 2011. We are 3 nails in the coffin now. 3 nails plunged deep into the coffin of white supremacy. And I don't know about you, but I enjoyed our national and international day of action. I enjoyed buying black today, not exchanging a dollar with the cracker today, not exchanging 10 or 20 or 30 or 40, didn't exchange nothing with the cracker today. All business that was done with my own people. It was done with our own people. Didn't exchange a dollar with a bloodsucker, a capitalist today. Enjoyed it, enjoyed fasting from the economic slavery of our oppressor. And we intend to make that a staple amongst those of us who are wide awake and those of us who are living and alive, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, and morally. We intend to make this Buy Black and Support Black a staple, not only in the new Black Panther Party, but in specific, the black nation. And we hope that you enjoyed it too. We hope that you participated in the Buy Black campaign, the blackout. As many of you are blacking out your Facebook pages, and you're just putting a blank black profile on your Facebook page, we want you and hope that you also blanked out and blacked out your economic dollars, your currency, and that you blacked out and blanked out from the capitalists, the bloodsuckers, and those who uphold white supremacy and uphold imperialism and rob and rape our community. We hope that you did that today. We hope that you enjoyed in your city your national day of action, where we, in over 40 cities in America and throughout the world, did the best we could to do the best we can for black people, to organize events and rallies and speak outs, clothes giveaways, educational summits, black power summits, economic development, mentorship programs, whatever the basic needs that we could produce, we hope that you had that in your city. And as these days go on, you'll see the pictures. You'll see the pictures. You'll see the video. You'll see the articles. You'll see if you didn't have it in your city. And if you did have it in your city, it's up to you now to be able to put it up on your Facebook page if you got it. It's on you now to be able to put it in your email and to spread it around via email. It's up to you now to be able to spread the word, because you know you can't wait on no CNN to spread it, can't wait on a Fox News to spread it, can't wait on an MSNBC to spread it. But I'm here to tell you firsthand that today was a victorious day. Today is one of them type of days where if we were lazy, we would kick back for about 4 months. We'd kick back for 4 months and put our feet up and find ourselves somewhere in a hammock. But that's just not how we are raised. Let me first open up this show giving thanks to the black God of our forefathers and foremothers. Giving thanks to the God of our forefathers and foremothers that answers to many different names. Giving thanks to all of our ancestors and those who have paved the way for us to be in this position that we find ourselves in, to be able to call ourselves freedom fighters and call ourselves warriors. We have to give thanks to all of those who have paved the way for us to call and consider ourselves Black Panthers, and those who paved the way for us to call and consider ourselves revolutionaries. We're thankful for every Panther regiment. We give thanks to everybody who has waved this bloody stained banner of Panther and represented this militant revolutionary platform at whatever time they came. We give thanks, of course, for our start in 1989 out of Dallas, Texas. And we find ourselves giving thanks for a man who spread this work and on whose program or position we're standing on. A man whose works were standing on and whose spirit was standing on. Our chairman from 1998 to 2001, the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And we have to also thank a man who has carried on in his name and not let his legacy die out, and not let his mission die out, and not let his purpose die out, but he's carried on like a soldier. He's carried on like a warrior. He's carried on like a general. And he ain't punking out, making up no excuses for no failures. He's pushing on, pulling together a black power movement when others have said it cannot be done. With all due respect to every organizer, including myself, we'd be remiss in our duties. We'd be derelict in our duties. And we'd be dead wrong if we did not thank our national chairman of the new Black Panther Party presently for not only organizing us together in these formations and organizing us together in this national and international day of action and unity, this Black Power movement, this Black United Front, but that we would be derelict in our duty if we did not give him a Panther salute for being the longest standing chairman of any Panther regiment to date, the longest standing Panther chairman and organizer to date that carries some weight. I'm speaking of the attorney at war and our warrior lawyer, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and I greet you all with the greetings of peace in Arabic, Assalamu Alaikum. And we also say Hotep. We say Shalom, Shalom. I got to say to the 5%, peace to the gods and peace to the earth. Got to say to the brother on the streets and on the block, what up, black man? You on Black Power Radio. And what up, black woman, black guys? You all on Black Power Radio. We intend to hear tonight a national report We want to hear a national report of what the heck is going on in all of these cities in America. What is all the fuss about? What is it, Brother Sean, that you have been driving at and that your national chairman has been driving at and that the new Black Panther Party has been driving at for over a month and a half? What is all of this ruckus about these days of action and unity? What is all this ruckus about these town hall meetings, these rallies, this emphasis to go into the streets and this emphasis to get out from your church, get up and get out from your mosque, get up and get out from your chapter headquarters, get up and get out from your synagogue, get up and get out from wherever you are? What is this emphasis to be able to get up and to move and to go to where your people are? This emphasis on stopping the conversation, stopping the talking, stopping the jawjacking, stopping the selling of the wolf tickets, and getting out there on the block where the action is. What is this emphasis on us calling ourselves activists, calling ourselves warriors, calling ourselves theologians and scholars, calling ourselves doctors and clinical psychologists, calling ourselves all these titles, but that the title ain't good enough. Calling ourselves something ain't good enough. Just saying what something ain't good enough. What is this emphasis on putting our money where our mouth is, putting our walk next to our talk, stopping all of the slack talk and the gossip and the nitpicking amongst ourselves and making real war with this beast, making real war with this enemy, making a real situation, a real nation of our own, a real Black United Front? What's this emphasis? That's what we're talking about. So we are expecting to hear from not only the organizers of the National International Day of Action, who many of them are just wrapping up, us ourselves just wrwrapping up, closing shop. And now, as you see, we're clearly on now Black Power Radio. This train don't stop. Yeah, for those of you that's looking to kick up your feet, and I guess you're going to go somewhere and sip pina colada, or for those of you that don't do that, you're going to go somewhere and drink something, a virgin daiquiri or something. This ain't that kind of time. We did this not only because we understood that there had to be some real motion in the community, but we did this because you witnessed for your own eyes. You saw for yourself the brutality of a state that doesn't care about Black people, the brutality and murder of a state that assassinated our brother Troy Davis, the brutality and murder of Black people, Black men and women wholesale throughout the hills and smells of North America, the green lighting of the murder and assassinations of Black people at the hands of buck wild, brutal police officers who are masquerading as police officers, but they're at heart Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists and Aryan nations and all of these type of threats. These white supremacist judges, these old Uncle Tom lawyers and whatnot, you're witnessing this with your own eyes. And so as we gave the call 2 months ago, as we gave the call from our initial June 25th, National Day of Action, and we told you that come October 1, 2011, that we would be organizing for a nation of our own with the theme, a nation of our own. We told you that it would not just be no talk. For those that are listening that are in the new Black Panther Party, that time for talking is done. I can't speak for anybody else, but I can tell you what's happening in here with us in the new Black Panther Party. That time for jawjacking is done. If you and me and us and we are content were just jawjacking and providing lip service to the needs, the true critical needs of our people, you won't find yourself representing this flag for too long. You won't find yourself being able to have this patch, this freedom or death patch that we wear as a uniform on your chest for too long. You won't find yourself being able to have these chapter charters and fly this red, black, and green given to us by the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey for too long. Because the pressure is coming. The pressure is coming not only from the top, from the leadership being applied to everybody that's in command and in charge, but the pressure is also coming from the people. And the people now are demanding and requiring that we, who say we are the revolutionary vanguard, that we are the black nationalist, pan-Africanist formation of that panther formation that dates all the way back to Africa and has reared its head and resurrected itself in the hills of North America in the form of the new Black Panther Party, that the people now are demanding that we increase the effort. Well, they have demanded that we increase the effort and that we show what we're all about and that we show, as the Nation of Gods and Earth say, we show and prove what it is that we're talking about. And so we said, hey, we're going to the streets. We ain't going to sit back and think about what needs to be done and what needs to happen. We've been in this condition for 400 years. We've been in these scenarios for 400 years. We all know what needs to be done. And so, brothers and sisters, we're just asking now that you join on in the fight with us. Join on in the fight with us. That you see us now swinging boldly at this enemy from all corners, from all parts of this globe and all parts of this country. You see us coming at him in different ways, fulfilling the mission of Minister Malcolm X that he said that we must organize by any means necessary. We're coming at him from different ways, and we're inviting the people now to make this movement larger and stronger and wiser and bolder and quicker and more expedient to meet the needs of our people. And so I expect to hear from us. And we'll go to the phone line. I'm just going to let this phone line rock tonight. I don't have no lecture. We've been rocking all day. I don't have no lecture to say. I'm just going to let these phone lines rock, and I'm going to let you all rock and talk about what it is that you saw in your city, what it is that you, if you didn't have one in your city, if you're not connected to the movement, what it is that you would like to do for the city, and where it is that we can go from this point now, because I got to say that we can't let Troy Davis die. Troy Davis did not die a few days ago. Matter, energy is neither created nor destroyed. Let me say that to you. It's neither created nor destroyed. That which made up Troy Davis continues on. And we got to be true black men and black women and help that black man to live on and see justice and seek his just due against our enemies. Let me start off with a caller. I want to hear from your area code 704-876. We're talking with Black Power Radio. This is the National and International Day of Action. Give us your report, Black Power.
Brother, I just Black Power. First of all, I want to start by saying Black Power.
Black Power.
And I agree with everything that you're saying, brother. I feel like, especially now, you know, that the sore is on the skin with our people, man. For how long can we continue to take this? How long can we lay down and say, you know, and take what's going on? I mean, we've been seeing atrocities since we've been here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's about time for us to stand up, wake up, take action, you know. And I feel like, you know, first of all, I want to give my pieces to for the brother Troy Davis, you know, National Blackout. We represent the Statesville chapter of the Black Panther Party in North Carolina, you know. And I just want, I mean, you know, I don't think people understand the seriousness of what's going on. And, you know, and re-educating our youngins and things of that nature is so important, man, so relevant, man. You know what I'm saying? And until we can actually wake these brothers up and have them stand up for who they are and for what they're supposed to be and for who they're supposed to be, you know, I don't think that we're doing our job. Hello?
Yes, sir. I was trying to let you finish, black man. You're absolutely right. Now, you ain't said nothing wrong. You're absolutely right. But see, that's as you say you're in Statesville, North Carolina, right?
Yeah, I'm originally from D.C., but this is where I reside now. We have a chapter of the party here in Statesville. You know, our chairman is Brother Kamal, you know, and Shakur, Brother Kamal Shakur, that's the chairman of our party. And we, you know, down here in the South, man, it's real crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of our revolutionaries have sprung from the South. You understand what I'm saying? But dealing with the issues here, man, is so, I don't even know the word for it, man. It's so incredible. It feels like we're fighting a gigantic beast. You understand what I'm saying? A beast that you know for a minute has no care in the world about destroying you. Period. You know, and then we trying to recruit soldiers to understand, especially with the prison system here in North Carolina, man, it's crazy. Like, but it's not just here; it's all over the country. But I'm dealing with where I'm at right now. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, and brothers don't see how this revolving door is an enterprise, you know, created to fund the beast. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Did you all participate with the National Day of Action today, sir?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
All right. What happened on today? What was you all's activities? What was the program? What was the itinerary?
Well, basically, we went with the blackout, you know, spending money with our folk, you understand, which we should do every day, you understand me? And, we just, really, that's about it, man. That's as far as we went with it. You know, we definitely put the word out. We spoke to some people and we did what we could do, you know, and we're going to continue to do what we can do for as long as we can do it until they stop us, because that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to stop us, brother. We soldiers for real, you hear me?
Black man, we got to answer the call of the ancestors, and I want to send us a salute and appreciation to the whole chapter, there in the Carolinas. Our brother Kamal, Brother JC, all of y'all, salute to you. Salute to
and salute to all of the brothers that's still in the struggle. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I mean, this is what we need nationwide. You understand what I'm saying? We really need to realize who we are. We got to stop sitting around and being so what's the word I'm looking for here? Take more physical action than what we're doing, brother. You know, because these devils ain't gonna stop. You hear me? They
what are you
eat
talking about, black man? Who are you talking about when you're saying we?
I said we have to take us as black men have to have a stronger presence in our neighborhoods, man. I mean, because they wake up every day thinking and applying ways to destroy us. Do you feel where I'm coming from?
I understand. I feel you loud and clear, black man. I just wanted to be clear, because as you can plainly see, as you are participating in, we're not sitting around waiting on nothing. I knew Black Panther Party, National Day of Action Movement. We up and out, and so what I do want to say to those that have that kind of attitude, that you know you want to sit around and wait and pontificate and you know over science everything, enough of that. Let's get up and get moving. And for us in the new Black Panther Party, my brother out of Statesville, I want us to change our language. You know, we're gonna stop saying so much. We gotta do this. What we should do that. We gonna begin to say we are doing this. Us here in Statesville, we're doing this. Us here in Louisville, we're doing this. Us here in such and such, we are doing this. It's just like with the laws of Mayotte, how when you look at the laws of Mayotte, it talks about I have not committed so-and-so. I have not done X, Y, and Z. You know, whereas when they changed it to the Ten Commandments, it said, thou shalt not. You see what I'm saying? So we want to be
yes,
in the
sir.
Act of doing. We want to change our language to the act of doing. And I, you know, again, what you're saying is right on time, my brother. For those that are in Statesville, do you have the contact information? Because we have people from the Carolinas that are listening. They listen all the time. They're faithful listeners. They may not know how to contact you. And Brother Kamon and the leadership there, how can they contact you all?
Well, we had the New Black Panther Party, Statesville chapter, Brother Kamal. I don't have the email right here in front of me. Brother, if I could call you right back, if it would be possible, I would give you that information.
Well, do this. Do you got text on your phone? Your phone text?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Then just text me information. I'll read it black online. It'd be easier because so many calls are gonna come in. We got this national report going on.
I understand,
but text me. Get in touch with Brother Kamal. Tell him to give you my number, Sean Kwali, and just text me the information so I can read it over the air.
Okay. I'll do that right now, brother. And I appreciate you letting me accept my call and for me to get a chance to speak tonight with y'all. And, brother, we need brothers like you and all of the other brothers that we have, and we need more, to be honest with you.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
And but as long as we have the brothers, then we have a fighting chance. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I already know. What's your name, my brother?
I'm Brother Bilal.
Brother Bilal, my honor, my brother, my honor and my pleasure, comrade. Get that information to us so I can get the information for the comrades and brothers and sisters from the Carolinas that are listening now and will be listening. And we hope to see you in the future, brother, on the ground. Black power to you.
Black power to you, and thank you for everything, brother.
Yes, sir. And that's our brother out of Statesville, Brother Bilal, representing for the North Carolina chapter underneath the leadership of Brother Kamal Shakur. Brother Kamal Shakur, I hope my Brother Kamal will call in. We ain't heard from Brother Kamal in a while. Send a shout out to Brother Kamal and all the laborers that are there in North Carolina and all throughout the Carolinas. We appreciate you and appreciate you observing this National Day of Action. Let me go to the next call. 216, that's the area code, 925. You're on the air with Black Power Radio on our National International Day of Action. Talk black to us. Black Power.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, sir?
This is Brother Chapman out of Cleveland.
All right. Black Power, sir.
Hey,
how
man.
Are you, Brother Cahar?
First of all, I got to apologize that we can send the information out there, but I'm telling you, in Cleveland, this totally shut down in terms of the Black Panther movement. And one is that we very secretly dealing with a lot of information is going online, and I'm just saying this, the height of a counterintelligence program. We're doing the program, and we get the information out, but let me say this. We got to stop, and this comes from me, dealing with too much resources that what we have in terms of that we can deal with and struggle dealing with the enemy, too much exposure. Number one, Troy Davis, we did a big thing here, and we make sure to get on the book. But the big thing we did with here that, and I want everybody to know that, Mutnil Abu Jamal and Desmond Imam Jameer Alameen and O'Kali, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here, brother.
Okay,
waiting on
okay,
you, sir.
Okay, so they're trying to come in. And all these political prisoners, but what we're dealing here, the New Black Panther Party for self-defense, you know, understand the formation. One thing, and I want to end this real quick. We got to look at this very close, and I got to drop this. And my Zulu always respect that elder. I got to drop this. Eddie, are you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead and finish your point, brother.
Okay. Every elder will understand this. Black men and women going to the prison, we talk about political prisoners. We talk about Mutnil. We talk about Imam Jamil. We talk about all the political prisoners. And that's because of Maturi's issue. all these brothers that went through a whole lot of things. Let me drop this. Every black man and woman, this is why their action is so important. Every black man and woman, your business shut down, why? Politician. Your school shut down, why? Politician. Your unemployment shut down, why? Politician. It is a political movement. I understand that even when it came to Troy Davis, the politician, big time that we elected, said, sentence him to death. And I just want to end this from Cleveland saying this. Every black man and woman that go into the penal institution from Africa have been a political setup, and from Africa to today, y'all all political prisoners because of the political system that put us in slavery. And I'd like to end that.
That's a very important point. And I got to say to you, sir, a man of your caliber, a man of your stature, a man of your ability, you should never be late in getting your pictures in, sir. I'm telling the whole New Black Panther Party, I'm going to be on our ass to get our propaganda in. I ain't letting up at all. I got to carry it out. And you know, you as a black man from that formation of the 60s, you understand about our brother Emory Douglas, who kept that propaganda out there at all times and did not allow the enemy to ever tell the story of the Black Panther Party. And so I need you to help me, brother. I need you to help our party. I need you to help our national chairman with an event of your magnitude, with the event that the size of magnitude that you had in your city. Brother, I need you to get that into me tonight, or at least first thing in the morning. I'll work with you, but we got to get it in. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be calling you from tonight to tomorrow for the next day to make sure the Cleveland story is told, because it's too important to our overall mission. And the people of Cleveland need to see that there's some light and some hope in Cleveland, and you the light and torch bearer, my brother.
Yeah, well, it's something that we have to put together to make sure that is a proper formation, because Cleveland, we are definitely a black national revolutionary formation, pan-African, and we, you know, it's something we're doing. We do everything every day, and when we put something together, I want the mass of people to understand that we're putting together, and I apologize that we're going to do one thing today, because we do everything every day, but you will definitely get what we're doing. And definitely have records on it, because we are revolutionary formation, and we're going to continue to be Black Bolivia in Cleveland. All right?
Yes, sir, brother. Well, word is bond. I'm going to hold you to it. I know that you're going to back your head up and show it like it needs to be shown, my brother. Brother, give out your information for Cleveland, because you know we got to build up Cleveland. We're going to build up the central region, so give out that Cleveland information link.
All right, definitely give all the comrades our greetings here. Freedom or death, all right?
Well, yes, sir. Need your information for Cleveland, how they can contact you.
Okay, one is that I'm not going to put it on the line. That's how secure we is. I already got my central committee and my chief of staff. We get everything. We don't work with the line. We know counterintelligence. We got to deal with counterignorance. And so we now give our intelligence out, all right? But you will get the information in the morning.
Okay, we'll respect it. We'll get you a public line that you can use to get out to the people. We respect the military. Brother Carl, brother, we thank you so much, brother.
I always love.
Observing this National Day of Action, black man. Sending our love and our greetings to all the comrades that's there in Cleveland. Hope you all are listening. Salute to you all. And you stay strong, brother. Black Carl.
Can I share something with you real quick?
We got to keep it moving, Brother Cajon.
Okay.
Hey, man,
let's start building up for shutting down the 25th of Santa Claus, St. Clair. Okay.
Black man. All right, I got to get to the college in there, Cajon. We'll try to bring you back to the show. That's Brother Abdul Cajon. For those of you all that don't know, a black man got a lot of history. Black men got a lot of history, a lot of information is a pool and a wealth of knowledge that we need to pull from. Just gotta get that information out, brother. I gotta come at you in the spirit of Brother Emory Douglas. Gotta come at you in that spirit to get that propaganda. Let me pull some Buffalo, New York. We're talking area code 716-348. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. This is your report of the National International Day of Action number 3. Black Power.
Black Power, brother.
Black Power, how are you, sister?
I'm blessed, brother, by the grace of Allah, sir. We have our organizers here in Buffalo on the line. I got Brother Khalil Muhammad. I'm Sister Sincere Muhammad. And we've got on the extended call with us Brother Charlie Fisher III. And our action day today was wonderful, brother. I'm going to let them tell you. I'm a little bit hoarse from today. So I'm going to let them give it to you.
Black All power, right. My people, black power. We just joining forces. It's just a thrill today. And today we went out there and just loved on all the black people. We went to business after business after business from early this morning until we concluded at a final rally. But all the business we went to, we had nothing but one message, and that is love yourself, do for self, be for self. And the inspiration, the connection with our people said this, that Buffalo is on the map. We get in line with everything going on across the country. We feel good because, you know, the beginning of this city of Buffalo was a black man, Joseph Hodge. And so we don't forget from whence we come. It was good to see our brothers waking up. Wake up, those that are asleep. Wake up, you sleeping giant. And so I'm just glad we have a young bull of Bashan, Brother Khalil Muhammad. We've taken him from Atlanta. And as an organizer, he's here, and he's just setting things on fire. Go ahead, Brother Khalil. Tell him about it.
Assalamu alaikum, black power. It was a beautiful day, black man. It was a beautiful day, black people. As we were on this caravan of touring the businesses here in Buffalo, we ran into one of the parents here in our city, and he brought a bag of, pothead candy. Yeah. Had a little white boy on the bottom of it with a blunt in his mouth, you know, with his eyes down like he had been getting high or whatever. And this is what they're selling in the store, so our babies and our children. So we said, okay, we need to go by this store and find out what's going on. So we went in the store and we took action. So we didn't know it was going to be a day that was going to actually be an action on the store or whatever, but we went in this store with the cameras, with our people, and our dear beloved student minister, David Muhammad, Amaz number 23 here in Buffalo.
Ache.
And we got them to take everything down there, all the paraphernalia, all the X-rated DVDs, all the bones, the pipes, and whatever they had in there that was detrimental to our people, and we told them to take it down. We didn't go in there asking them to take it down. We said, you know, you're going to take this down, and we're going to throw it away. So it was a powerful, powerful day, brother. We concluded at the end with a powerful press conference with all the organizers and people that were there to support what we were doing, and I just got to say, it was a very, very powerful day. I'm going to say Black Buffalo is on the map, and we're telling our people, this is just not one day. We're going to be continuing this throughout. Every day, every week, every month, we're going to be talking about buying black, and not only buying from a black business, but we need to start starting our own businesses and redeveloping our communities. For real, though.
The one last thing I wanted to say was it was a blessed birthday present for Brother Khalil, for a born day present, and 42 times around the sun he's been able to make it. So we had it was a good born day present for him, and I'm filled now. And Brother Minister Davies says, Sister, I didn't know you had that in you. He said, you just really quiet all the time. He said, you let that man have it. But I said, that you're killing our babies. And if you come kill our babies, we coming after you. Plain and simple, we gonna shut you down.
And we want everyone to know that. Aside from that, basically, in a sense of understanding of doing for self, we birthing businesses. We're nurturing businesses. When our president comes, when Attorney Shabazz comes to Buffalo on March 10th, 2012, inshallah, we are going to be ready, not just because of the day of action. It was a day of absence from those other places, teaching our 140,000 black people that they can love on themselves and support the 500 businesses that are here. Wake up. Now, our brother comes to Buffalo, we're going to show not that we have just shut somebody down, not that we have just started spending our dollars, but that in a revolutionary understanding that we're going to change the focus, because we understand $800 million is pouring through the hands of black people in Western New York. Only $8 million is being spent with the black man, and $40 million is being spent with the Yemenite.
and 752 with the white man. We must turn this around. We're going to take this back. We're taking back. We're pulling down. We're excited about what's happening. Any of you that are in the west coast of Buffalo, New York, in Buffalo, you come on to the Rough Buff and see us. We'll be with you. We'll get with you because it's time for revolution.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Buffalo is on fire. I can't wait to see the footage, whatever footage you all got, brothers and sisters. I cannot wait to see. See, y'all, see this? Let me just drop this on y'all got that spirit. Y'all got that real spirit, that real Day of Action spirit that I'm talking about. I cannot wait to see the footage of whatever y'all got. I'm excited. I feel like I was there. That's how excited I am.
Yeah, you were there, brother.
Yeah, I already know, with no spooky pun intended. But family, listen.
Yeah, we took footage, and we're going to be getting it
together. Give us the sights and the sounds of the day. I know you all said that you didn't intend to have the Day of Action at the store, so what happened for the rest of the day?
Well, we went around to all the businesses, and we took the cameras with us, and we just boosted up all the positive black businesses that are in the area, the ones that have been around 30, 40, 50 years, and they've been consistent in the black community no matter what the economic change was for, and we just really built them up to the community. And one place that we went to, Maddie's, when we got there, when we got to the next place, we got word that there was a buzz going around at the local barbershop about what we were doing. So this is just the first move of what we're going to be doing, because we're going to do it again in November. And we were just excited about that. So we hit a lot of businesses. There were 30 businesses on the list. We did get deterred because of the store, but it was a good deterrence from us. So we went from supporting the business to shutting down the business, or getting ready to deal with the business for the matter at hand of killing our community. So it was just awesome, brother. It was one of those you had to be there moments, you know?
That's right. And, yeah, we got plenty of footage, man. We probably took about over 3 hours of footage. And so we're going to get with our video editors and the people that know how to do what they do, upload it to the YouTube and Facebook, and we're going to put it all together. It was so much powerful footage. You're definitely going to love it. And we did the press conference afterwards. That was real powerful. And I just want to take the opportunity to thank Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz for looking at Buffalo, you know, reaching out to us and supporting us, and all the new Black Panther Party family, the Nation of Islam, and all those organizations out there that are doing the same thing. Our theme today was really, you know, it's time to unite. So put away the titles, the egos, the organizational names, and let's come together as black men and women and do what we need to do.
That's it. That's it. Dear family, give us the contact information. You know, I'm big on connection. I'm bigger, as you say, on the unity. Give us the contact if you got an email, Facebook, whatever you can, so the people in Buffalo can connect with you all in the movement there.
Okay, Brother Fisher, you go ahead and give out the build information.
Well, we got www.buildabuffalo.com. That's one. You can get us on Facebook, Build a Buffalo. We also have a Facebook page, Day of Action. So, you know, anyway, now we have a full-time, we're in there every day, and I've got my beloved brother and sister here and others that are given 40, 50, 60 hours every single week in this. So we open up at 9 to 5 and then some. But what we have, our contact number is 716-885-0001. It's listed, 885-0001, over in area code 716. And anybody in Toronto, Rochester, Cleveland, Erie, any of those places, if they need us, we're only a couple hours away. We'll be there. And likewise, if you ever are in the city of Buffalo, come to 1327 Jefferson Avenue, where we are. You'll see this sign of the Black Fist in the window right near East Utica in the center of the community. We're taking it back. We're taking back this. Can these dry bones live? Absolutely. These bones are coming alive. Black power.
Black power.
Black power and black power.
And I'm going to give out that Facebook information one more time. So we know facebook.com/ you got Day of Action Buffalo. That's one. And then you can look for us on Facebook at Build of Buffalo. That's B period. U period, I period, L period, D period of Buffalo. That's where you can find us out on Facebook and facebook.com/Day of Action Buffalo. That's where you can find us at.
All right, family, thank you so, so much. I'm excited. Bob Marley was not wrong when he said Buffalo soldiers. Buffalo got some soldiers.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the footage, all the information.
Oh,
And by the way, if you have somebody that can write, draft up about a 700 to 800-word article on what you all did today so we can feature that in the New Black Panther newspaper.
Yes, sir.
Nothing but a thing. We'll be honored.
That's what I'm talking about. And I'm going to give out my email at the end of the show for everybody to get it. But, family, thank you all so much in Buffalo. Salute to you all. Salute to the Nation of Islam there. Every single organization that participated, everybody that helps. Islam alaikum and black power to you.
Black power, brother.
That's what I'm talking about, Buffalo soldiers. I mean, it don't get no better than that. I know that ain't the King's English, but it is what it is. It don't get no better than that. Man, shutting down the bloodsucker. See, this is what the core of the National International Day of Action is all about. This is what it is about. It is about in-your-face activity. However you can bring it, whatever you can do for the people. If you see something is wrong in the community, as we're taught in the New Black Panther Party, as I know the Nation of Islam is taught, as I know others who have military formations are taught, you take charge of your post. This National Day of Action will force you to take charge of your post. And if you're asking what is your post is the black community. Your post is your black community. Everything that you see within your community, within your sphere, that's what your post is. We taking charge of it. Let me bring another call on here. Area code 214. That's your area code. 395. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. We're talking about your report for the National International Day of Action, Black Power.
Who was right here? Before y'all came, I know y'all
okay. They're not ready. We'll come back to you. We'll come back to you. And so, dear family. I mean, listen. We're only about halfway into the show. Halfway into the show, and you already hear the fireworks. You already hear the fireworks, and it's not even over with yet. I'm saying, listen. If you can't feel the spirit, the power, the energy of what this is all about, you dead as hell. If you can't feel the energy, the spirit, and the power of what this is all about, you are dead as hell. Don't come talking to me about you would have rolled with no Harriet Tubman, or you would have rolled with no Marcus Garvey, or you would have rolled with no Drew Ali, or you would have rolled with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or you would have rolled with any of our greats and our leaders. Don't tell me you would have rolled with them if you ain't rolling with this Day of Action movement. Our national chairman, he said in the last broadcast that he was on a few days ago, he said this. He said that it was about us being about some action. It's about us being about some action, that we had to quit waiting and ancestor worshiping, talking about what this one did and what that one did, and we're not willing to do what we got to do in our own time. We are greats and we are giants in today's time. If darkness is enveloping the earth, darkness is enveloping the land, corruption is taking over the land, corruption is spreading abroad, and it got to be some black men and some black women that have light in the darkness. That you, as the scripture said, you got your lampstand. You got your lampstand full, and you spreading this light in the darkness. Everybody can't be in the dark. Everybody can't exist in the dark. Everybody can't just walk around in ignorance, waiting on something to happen, just accepting whatever your open enemy, your oppressor hand to you, and just accepting whatever the conditions is of our community. Everybody cannot stay stagnant in this movement. This black power movement is exactly what that means. It means to move. How do you have a black power movement if you ain't moving? How do you have a movement if you ain't moving? How do you have movement without no motion? If today you were content with not buying black and you were content with spending with the enemy, you were content confined up in your homes. You were content confined up in your church, in your mosque, in your civic group. You were content confined up with your family, and you didn't intend to even make no preparation, or you didn't try to get up out of the house, or up out into the field and get off into the battle. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. While your family out here taking stripes, out here risking jail time, out here getting, as they say about the Jesus figure, crucified in some cases, going up against brutal buck wild pigs, police officers, going up against agents, provocateurs, Negroes, naysayers, going up against all that, and you content with sitting at home while your black community and your nation and potentially your family going to hell in a handbasket? No, sir, no, ma'am. No, sir, no, ma'am. Let me bring the other callers on here. Area code 432-260. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. This is a national report for the National International Day of Action. Talk to us, Black Power.
Hey, Black Power, Brother Sean. This is Sister Ira. As you can probably
Black
tell,
Power, Sister Ira.
I am on the highway, on the road for the National Day of Action, head back to the crib. I wanted to shout out my comrades, Brother DK and Brother Hakeem, because they were really out there in the community today in Dallas, Texas. And, you know, I mean, I came in there late, but Brother DK and Brother Hakeem, they really held it down. And I just wanted to shout them out before my phone dropped, you know, and let them know that that was Black Power. Nobody bought anything from no Pepperwoods today. We stood on our ground despite different delays that we had. We still had a Blacktastic day.
That's what I'm talking about. We already knew. I already knew that Dallas and the state of Texas, the wide awake in Texas is going to kick in. I had no doubt in my mind. The national chairman, I know they had no doubt in his mind that the wide awake that's in Texas was going to kick in. And I'm glad to hear that you all kicked in. Tell us some of the things that happened.
Well, actually, Brother DK is going to be able to give you a full report. He got a hold of several organizations that we'll be working with in the future. I mean, he went out there, he rubbed a lot of elbows. We plan on doing a lot of things with the NOI. We just got some wonderful, wonderful things coming up, especially for the next day of action. Y'all going to have to hold us down, because, I mean, we got some bad things coming up.
Well, like I'm saying, we're throwing out
that challenge. You know, we're going to play hardball. You know, our sister Amira did it. I love my sister, but we're throwing out a challenge, too, because we're going to hold it down.
I'm not mad at you throwing out no challenge. Number one, I'm a Panther. I'm not no punk. So the thing is,
you can
throw out a challenge. But I'm saying, however y'all bring it in the South, you just better know that the Central region going to bring it, too.
Oh, man, I hope my brother DK hearing this. That sounds like a threat. But I just wanted to shout out my family and let them know that, man, DK, bruh, you held it down. You did your thing. You and Supreme Captain Brother Hakeem, and that was right on. It was just right on. And like I said, I'm heading back. I think my phone getting ready to die out, but I just had to call.
Hey, Ira, appreciate you, sister. Appreciate you. And a shout out. And listen, definitely got to send you a salute for all of your work, in the clothes collecting, the drive, the humanitarian aid to Africa, the Super to Johnny Express. Let nobody on this line and on this radio show forget about the Tuba to Johnny Express, the humanitarian aid effort spearheaded by our sister and comrade, Sister Ira Ivy. Sister, we appreciate you. I know that you'll come back and give us the full details and where we need to go from here as we're collecting the clothes. But you be safe on that road, sister.
Yes, sir. Black power, black love, everybody.
Black power and black love to everybody. And definitely everything else to our enemy. Let me take the next call, area code 225-262. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. We're in this discussion talking about our National and International Day of Action. Can you give us your report, please, Black Power?
Of course, Black Power. Assalamu alaikum to my Muslim family. It's that street soldier, Silky Slim. And of course, you know,
hey,
walaikum
salam and Black Power. What's happening, brother? Silky Slim, tell us what's going on, brother.
Man, we put it down today. We had about 150 people came out, and of course, you know, we had right around 75 youth out today, man. trying to make sure that we stay on top of the small gang problem that we have here, and a lot of this is being fueled by what the kids are getting through this hip-hop. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to detox them from hip-hop down here, man, and make sure that they get that message inside of their head to let them know that everything that they see in Lil Wayne and all these cats, just because you go to Rank Gonzalez and some blood take care of you and keep you from getting a man, that don't mean you're blood. So we out here putting it down like that. And, of course, you know, we always on the move with y'all, man. We got a lot of love and respect for the chairman. And, of course, you know, we're going to be waiting on the next day of action so that we can put it down in a major way again, man. You been all right, brother?
I've been great, Black man. I'm glad to hear your voice. I ain't talked to you in a little while, man. I'm glad to hear you. I saw one of the pictures that was put up, the national chairman, he put up a picture of yours earlier. I mean, it just looked like I hate to say it like that, but a swarm of our people. It just was, y'all are busting out of the picture, man.
Man, we definitely had a nice time, man. The kids had a nice time. They got a chance to see Life or Death. And for the listeners that are not familiar with what Life or Death is actually a converted hearse with a 50-inch monitor that shows actual murder scenes that have taken place across the United States. And, of course, you know, the sad thing about that is that that's black on black, and that's what we're trying to reverse right now, get our guns out of our individuals' hands, man, and get them to love each other. It's not a hard job. It's just not enough people out there putting in the work. So right now, we're very motivated. We just got back from Washington with the chairman putting in work in D.C., man. So we're motivated. We feel good, man. And right now, you know, it's really getting down to the point where we was talking to some pastors today, and so many people are brainwashed with that scenario that we will never, ever stop killing each other. Just like it ain't going to change. And what I had to really put into their head is a seed. I had to plant this seed, and I studied this. I said, listen, in 1964 and 66, we had the cracker killing us. So if we prayed and we got the cracker from killing us and we got strong enough to tell the cracker that we was tired of him killing us, how in the hell can we not stop our own kids from killing each other? If we got this cracker from killing us and we're standing up now, we're going to change this as well. We just got to be man enough to get out on the field and let these kids know we're sick and tired. When we get tired of them killing each other, we're going to change it around. Just like we stopped that cracker from killing us, we're going to stop our kids from killing each other. So we just got to put that seed out there like that, man, and let them know. And it made sense to them. At the end of the day, they say, you ain't lying, of course. You ain't going to stand for no white man to kill nobody right now. And when you do kill somebody, you always want to go march and protest. I say, but you got to start marching, protesting these individuals that's killing each other in the hood that's carrying this damn crack of mine inside of him. We got to let them know that we're sick and tired of them doing the same old damn shit and make sure that we let them know that we're tired of you killing each other and we'll get that point across. And, of course, you know, those that don't get it through the mind will damn sure get it through the behind. So if it comes to that, that's what we got to do because we definitely got to save our generation, man. Man, I ain't going to hold it up because I know I got a lot of people out there wanting to report. I look forward to seeing you real soon, Black man. Of course, you know, to Malik Zulu Shabazz, man, much love and respect always. And to the Nation of Islam, man, may y'all continue to be strong. As-salamu alaykum and Black Power, people.
Wa alaykum salam and Black Power. And I'm steady saying this. I'm steady saying for those, and I'm using this, I know exactly how I'm saying it, the wide awake. For the wide awake that's in the Nation of Islam, man, you will make the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Louis Farrakhan, proud. You would make them proud. The wide awake, you're making them proud. You're pushing the program for the wide awake that's in the new Black Panther Party. You would make the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the Black Power General, and our National Chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. You're making them proud. But make yourself proud. Make yourself proud. We got to make, you got to be happy about yourself and what you're doing in this hour. Brother Silky Slim, brother, thank you so, so much for dropping that on us, for putting your work in. I'm telling you, when we see moves like this being made, when you see moves like this happening amongst the naysayers and the detractors and those that think it can't be done, you got to know that the divine essence of this Black man and Black woman is at work. The divine essence of this Black man and Black woman is at work. The God of our forefathers and foremothers is with us, family. Is with us. You hear me? With us. And all we got to do is keep on trekking, keep on pushing. For those that are talking like the dry bones in the valley, you're saying your bones is parched and you'll never come together. That's why I said you got to pay attention to the light bearers. Pay attention to those of us that ain't bamboozled and half baked and half fried and sissified. Pay attention to those of us that are out here willing to put it all on the line for our people. We're not out here doing it for no showboating and for no plan. Let me go to this call here. Area code 334-719. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Can you give us your report, please? Black Power.
How y'all brothers doing? All right.
Doing blacktastic. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. This past Glasgow, we was down here in East Dublin, Georgia, man, and we really made some really, really tremendous moves today. Stopped the chief police from giving his power of arrest back after he had lost it. We marched from justice from Melvin Williams. We had about 200-300. You know, the media always downplay it. If you got 200-300, they say 100. If you got 1,000, they say 500. So you had a lot of people there, and it was so, so beautiful, brother. So I've just been sitting back listening to y'all, and I want to say, continue. What we've done is by stopping, standing up and stopping a police chief from getting his power of arrest, it was done by people continuously staying in their faith. You cannot fight nobody. Let me tell you something. There's no way I ever seen nobody win a fight by being out of the face of their opponent. The only way you can win a fight, you got to be in their face. So you can hit them and they hit back. And don't expect them not to hit back. But if you're standing on the truth, it limits their ability to strike back. Because you weaken them every time you hit them with the truth. And that's all we got to do is stand on the truth. I want to admit, though, I'm a pastor myself, but didn't no pastors locally show up. And that is something that's very alarming, that none of the local pastors showed up. So what y'all know what I did, being who I am, I start calling them out, too, and start telling all of the people that go to church in East Dublin, Georgia, if you go to church and you give them your tithes and offer to a pastor, you might want to consider the fact now, where you going to church at? Because if they don't want to sit up there and hear the truth, learn the truth, support you with the truth, then you might not be hearing the truth from that pulpit. God bless
you.
I just wanted to give that report.
So many of the local pastors didn't come out to support such a positive event.
Why this local pastor can't come out? Now, I appreciate you getting me riled up, but it don't take much. Because it's a good old boy system down here, and you got good old boys. See, our problem is we so hooked up on good old boys being the white people that we're not looking at the good old boys that are the black people who have become gatekeepers. We don't even have house Negroes no more. We got yard Negroes now who can't go in the house and won't even let you get in the yard. And that's why they didn't show up, because they're scared and they hold in the gate, so they become the worst oppressors. We know who is oppressing us. Our problem is we don't know us who are oppressing us. And it's a lot of us doing. And until we start calling them out, we're not going to be able to defy what's going on. We've been so busy fighting other folks that they using us against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they didn't show up. They scared. They scared that certain things going to change. They're part of a corrupt system, and they know it, and they don't want to change it because they just getting enough to get by. Thank you, Master Sir. Oh, bless you, Master Sir. You going to give me a little bit of that cornbread you ain't going to eat, Master? Amen? So that's why they didn't show up, brother.
I think that's a shame and a disgrace, and it's a sad, staunch reality. But I would say, Pastor Glasgow, that with brothers like yourself on the front line, with active, militant, pastors on the front line like yourself, what you're going to do is expose those that ain't willing to stand up and ain't willing to represent and stand on the truth, brother. That's what you're going to do.
Well, the main thing I'm going to do now, man, is stand with people like Malika Zulu Shabazz and Dennis Latham and all those that have been radical. And I myself try to say, let's tone it down. Let's be nice. And find out that toning down and being nice just give somebody the opportunity to just beat me a little worse. You know, the more I want to tone it down and be nice, the more they want to hit me harder. So, you know, I'm tired of the abuse. And for those of you that's not tired of the abuse, come on down here in the South. You'll get tired of it quick. For those of you who's not tired of the abuse, you know, just stick around. You know, everybody going to jail and going through all this stuff, they're going to catch you sooner or later and do something to you. Everybody that's not tired of abuse, just sit on back and say, I ain't got nothing to do with it. And sooner or later, it's going to be your child, your brother, your father, your mother, your sister, your cousin, your nephew. Just sit back and act like it don't have nothing to do with you. Because the closer we get to this 2012 election, the worse it's going to get. Now, when you have the main thing that got me today, when you have white people that was joining up, coming out of their businesses, and I thought they was just taking pictures, but when they start joining in on the march against injustice, and say, we tired of what they're doing to y'all, it's amazing to me. When you got white people say they tired of what they're doing to us, and we ain't tired yet. Y'all ain't tired yet? People and brothers and sisters that's listening, I ain't talking about those that's whoopers. Those that's listening to be nosy, you ain't tired yet? Those that's listening to have something to ridicule and talk about, you ain't tired yet? Those that feel like it don't pertain to you, it's going to get you, and you're going to get tired, and you're going to be calling on people like, come help me. But I'm going to ask you a question. Did you come stand up for the next man? Did you stand up for the next woman? And that's what the day of action is about. A lot of us could go back and sit back and just do like you do. Maintain our own. I got a church down here. Maintain our own church. Maintain our own little status. But if you don't stand up for something, then you'll fall for anything. And I think you done already failed. You just don't know it yet. God bless you.
Heavy point.
God bless you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Pastor Glasgow. Yes, sir, brother. Give out your information. Give out, you know, the information with Thompson so people can follow you and help in your efforts there in the South and the surrounding areas.
Well, in order, you can look at me up and look at, as a matter of fact, the we march for justice for Melvin Williams. Melvin Williams, go look at the video on ordinarypeoplenews.com. OrdinaryPeopleNews.com. Go there, look at that video on OrdinaryPeopleNews.com and go right across from it and please take the poll on how many hours a police officer should take of use of deadly force per year. And you can get in touch with me by 334-791-2433. That's 334-791-2433. And what I would love for all of you to do, get involved with the group. I don't care if it's the Black Panthers. I don't care if it's the SPLC. I don't care if it's Cox. I don't care what group it is. But don't get involved just to be a member. Get involved to be active. You understand?
Heavy point. Heavy point. You sound like...
Because if you feel like... Yeah, that's it. Because, you know, it's a lot of us out here that say, this group ain't doing that. That group ain't doing that. Well, why don't you get in there and get involved in that group and make them do something?
Mm-hmm.
And stop thinking it takes a whole bunch of people to do something. It only takes one, and it starts with you. So will you be the ignition to a fire? It only takes one match to start a fire. Can you be that match? Or are you just going to sit there in the box and wait on somebody else to strike? God bless you, my brother. Thank you so
God
much.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor Glasgow. Brothers and sisters, that is Pastor Glasgow with the Tops, with Top Society. The brother is on fire. The brother is on fire. He's on fire. He's on fire. And he's right. He's right. I like what he said. Are you going to be that sitting in the box waiting on somebody else to strike, are you going to be that match? I like that. That's like we said just a few shows ago, and I told you, I don't know what some of you is reading out there, but when Reverend Nat Turner read the Bible, he got up and got busy. When he read that Bible and he saw with the eyes that, the God of our forefathers and foremothers gave him the oppression through the book. He got up and got busy. And some of you that's reading that book, you reading the book and you sitting down and you looking up in the sky waiting on something else. But you got to take the example of bold preachers like Nat Turner, bold preachers like Pastor Glasgow, bold preachers out here that's on the front lines. I mean, that's just what it is for you punk pastors out there. Don't keep claiming Jesus. Don't keep claiming no Jesus and claiming no Moses and claiming no Abraham, but you a punk in 2011. You scared to challenge the modern-day Pharaoh. You scared to go against the modern-day Rome. You scared to go against this modern-day oppression, talking about the warriors of 2,000 and 4,000 years ago. We salute you, Pastor Glasgow. We salute you, strong pastors out there that is standing on the word. But not only are you standing on the word, but you're putting the word in motion. You're going out to the streets. That's honorable. And we hope that more will take that example. More must take that example. Let me go to another call here, 562. That's your area code, 607. You're on Black Power Radio. We're giving a report for the National and International Day of Action. Talk to us, Black Power.
Doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we were supposed to be in the park.
All right, 562-607. Your mic is open. You can get your report for the National International Day of Action. Okay, they're not ready. They in deep debate and discussion, and we getting into this deep debate and discussion on this National International Day of Action. Keeping it moving. Area code 502. That's your area code, 712. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. We're talking about a report for the National International Day of Action. Talk black to us, Black Power.
Black Power, brother. How you doing, brother?
Doing blacktastic. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm just calling about Louisville's Day of Action.
Okay, talk black to us.
Well, we just went out in the street, organized the brothers in the streets, the gang. We organized the people. We made a white business. We had Abraham Lincoln and 10 monkeys in the window. We made them take that down. I told them if they don't take it down, we're going to take it down ourselves.
Exactly. Now, this and give the people the scenario on what happened. You all it's similar to Buffalo. You all were in a store, and you saw what was it? A statue of Abraham Lincoln?
There was a statue of Abraham Lincoln on both sides. He had a 4th of July hat on, an Independence hat on. He had about 10 monkeys on each side of Abraham Lincoln, and I made them take it down. That was in the window. They got upset because of the fact they said it's been there for about 5 years, and I said, well. They said, well, it's all colored people that come to this store. I said, it just was not a bold enough black person to come to y'all and make y'all take that damn. So they took it out the window.
Man, that's beautiful. That's what we're talking about. Hakeem Muhammad from Louisville, that's what we're talking about, that kind of in-your-face activity. You ain't sitting behind no curtain somewhere. You ain't sitting behind no internet somewhere. You ain't sitting in front of no TV somewhere. You out there in the streets. You and the comrades, you saw something that was demeaning to our people, something that you knew was demeaning, but that the white man tries to pass off underhandedly. You knew it was demeaning, and you went and confronted them there in the store and made them take it down. We are appreciative as a black nation, and we salute you on that, black man. We can't ask for nothing better than for the black man and the black woman to represent for our people in a hands-on way. You're doing the right thing, brother.
Yes, sir, because we all can't be afraid, brother. Somebody's got to stand up. We don't stand up. It ain't no mystery God. Like you said, it ain't going to come from no sky and change their situation. The God is within us, so we got to get our asses up and do it.
That's right and exact. That's right and exact. And see, that's what I'm saying. When you saying somebody got to stand up and everybody can't be afraid, you got to start changing your language. Again, New Black Panther Party, change your language. Say we standing up and we ain't afraid. You do it African style. Do it original African style. Do it comedic style.
be in the affirmative. We're standing up and we are not afraid, because that's what it is. When you start saying that kind of affirmation, then you're going to walk that walk and talk that talk. See, this is the kind of action we need, brother. This is the kind of action we need. I am thankful to the God of our forefathers and foremothers, for brothers like yourself, comrades that I have on the ground that roll with me. You all roll with me all around this country. And anywhere I go, I'm thankful for brothers and sisters like you all who have that kind of spirit and have that kind of will to confront this enemy on a moment's notice.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Drop on the people the information on how they can contact you there in Louisville. Contact us in Louisville. Get the information, brother.
Well, the number that y'all can contact the New Black Panther Party is 502-716-5768. 502-712-5768.
Right on, right on. And just for clarity, that's 502-712-5768. Just for clarity. Brother Hakeem, we appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you taking charge. General order number one, you took charge of your post. You took charge of your post. We appreciate you, brother. Stay strong. Stay on these demons. Stay on these devils. Don't let up. Don't relent. Don't slow down. Don't think for a second it can't be done. It can be done because you're doing it, brother. Black power.
Black power, brother, and may God bless all of y'all.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Your faith and your fight, family. It's your faith and your fight. It's not enough. This was taught to us by the Black Power General, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. It's not enough just to say you believe something, to be able to claim something, and to be able to have some kind of title. It's about your faith and your fight. Your faith and your fight. Have some faith. Have some faith. Have belief in whatever you don't see and know that it's there. But you got to also fight. It's okay to pray. Pray, meditate, do all of that. But then get up and answer your prayers. Get up and answer your meditation. Get up and answer your desire. If you're tired of seeing crack being sold in your neighborhood, then challenge the damn dope dealer. But then go a step further and challenge those who put the crack in the neighborhood. If you're tired of the prostitution, challenge the prostitution. If you're tired of the ignorance, challenge the ignorance. If you're tired of the racism, challenge the racism. If you're tired of the apathy, challenge the apathy. If you're tired of police brutality, then challenge the police brutality. Stop playing by the crackers' rules and play by your own rules. Play by divine rules. Because whether these demons appreciate you or not, put a stamp of approval on you, the God of our people puts a stamp of approval on you, and your people put a stamp of approval on you. Let me go to the next caller. Your area code, 973-592. You're on the air. This is Black Power Radio. We're doing a national report of our activities. Talk black to us. Black Power. Area code 973-592. Black Power. You're talking to the New Black Power Party. Give us your report, please.
Black Power, Brother Sean. This is Brother Dashaun, currently on a train approaching
Black
the Bronx.
Power.
Day of Action number
Black
3.
Power. How was your National Day of Action?
Well, brother, it was a success, a slamming success. Brother Zaid Muhammad, the National Minister of Culture for the New Black Panther Party, as well as the New York and New Jersey chapters, represented quite well when they put together a splendid piece of panel of scholars and freedom fighters from across the country and from across the world. They had Dr. Leonard Jeffries, Robert James Small spoke, as well as the future president of Senegal, Mustafa Mbeki, who gave a report and encouraged Pan-Africanism, which was the theme of tonight's event, today's event as well. The national chairman wasn't able to join us due to an unforeseen circumstance, but he called in and graced us with his presence.
That's a strong report. Hopefully future President Mustafa Mbeki, scholar, African scholar and warrior, Dr. Leonard Jeffries, revolutionary, Panther, Councilman Charles Barron. Who else you said?
Yes, brother. Yes, Councilman Charles Barron definitely represented. Definitely. definitely represented on it.
Man, I was looking at some of the sights and sounds on the website from the Ustream link. I saw Baba Zaid Muhammad teaching. I mean, you all had it rocking there in New York.
Yes, brother. You know, no one does it quite like the apple. No matter how many worms are in it, the apple is still going to be the apple.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Give us some more of the sights and sounds, brother. I know we was expecting to hear the keynote from the national chairman. As you say, he couldn't make it. But give us some of the sights and sounds.
Well, okay, first of all, when Councilman Barron spoke, he has stressed the importance of being involved in not electoral politics, but in electoral activism. In other words, if you're going to be a politician, be revolutionary, just as the Reverend Congressman Adam Clayton Powell III was revolutionary in politics. Baba James Smalls, as well as Dr. Leonard Jeffries, kept stressing the concept of pan-Africanism, as did the future president of the Senegal. They kept explaining why it's important for people of African descent to recognize, to connect our struggle with people of African descent everywhere, just as Marcus Garvey, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Du Bois, et cetera, just as all of they did, all of them did. So this went on the entire night. We also had a sister from Rwanda, whose parents and grandparents, as well as her other close relatives, were massacred in a Rwandan genocide, which was actually inspired by the West.
Mm.
So she has spoke for a little bit, but throughout the whole night, of course, we had Sister Christy speak. Sister Christy, she has spoke, one of the organizers of Tupac, one of the contact people for the Tupac Express. And also, too, family, New York City literally received pounds and pounds of clothing and supply to send to our brothers and sisters in Africa. And we also had a brother from Tuba speak, who had represented the city of Tuba.
What did he say about the humanitarian aid effort going on spearheaded by the new Black Panther Party?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Brother Sean. He really didn't speak too much about the humanitarian aid, but he did mention the necessity of Africa to be assisted by other Africans throughout the world. He did say that.
Yes, sir.
Of course, all the speakers were very appreciative. And once again, all the speakers placed the emphasis on pan-Africanism. Just about all the speakers placed the emphasis on that.
Well, that's the mode of the day. Pan-Africanism is the mode of the day. That is the stance. That is the firm stance that the new Black Panther Party believes that every African that's here in America needs to hold, that we are all one people, regardless of land, label, or language.
That's right, exactly. As we say, I say, brother.
Anything that you want to say to the people in closing, I can hear the excitement in your voice. Sounds like you are inspired. I know that your revolutionary and black power battery is going to be charged at least for the next couple of months. Anything that you want to say in closing?
Well, Brother Sean, not trying to be funny, the reason why there's so much excitement in my voice is because I'm on a New York train, okay? So I'm making sure that we don't get derailed. But anyway, brother, what I have to say to our brothers and sisters in the African diaspora, organize, and to quote Dr. John Henry Clark, pan-Africanism will perish. The problem that I'm having with people of African descent, specifically in America, is that we still want to integrate in a system that was not designed for us. That's my main problem. We're not establishing any infrastructures. I believe that integration, white women and white men, having a white husband and having a white girlfriend, made us spoiled. Okay? Whereas before that, during segregation, we had our own. So I believe that we should go back to having our own economic establishments, forming our own schools, et cetera, et cetera. And we should practice that throughout the world. You know, as the future president of the Senegal, the brothers getting ready to run for office, and Becky stated, he said, we don't need reparations. You want to know why? He said, because Africa, the resources of Africa are already plentiful, so plentiful that he's going to open them. You know, when he becomes president of Senegal, he said he's going to help open that resource of Africa to people of Africa and descent throughout the world, just as Muammar Gaddafi did. But we can stop depending on America, you know. And also, lastly, always remember, as Dr. John Henry Clark stated, everything that people of African descent do should be centered around Africa.
Exactly.
Around Africa. So once again I say pan-Africanism will perish.
Exactly. Pan-Africanism will perish. My brother, thank you so much for your report. I know that you're going to be on fire writing them articles and getting that information out. We look to course, get the video footage. And for those of you who have not seen it, you can go on Ustream. You go to Ustream and type in National Day of Action, number 3. It'll pull up, and you'll hear everything that the brother's talking about right now for yourself. But, brother, thank you for your report. Safe travels on the train. Of course, we look to hear from you again for the rest after you settle in on the future shows, brother.
Okay, brother. You know how to reach me, Brother Sean. You know how to reach me. Hotep and Black Power, all power to the people. Ashe.
Hotep, Black Power, and all power to the people. Ashe. That's live from New York, family. Live from New York. You're hearing it from your, for yourself. We heard some in New York, the future president was saying, with the future president there in Africa, one of them African presidents coming up who was a revolutionary, who was telling you this. He's telling you it's Pan-Africanism perish. He's telling you that he wants to connect you here in America, me here in America, with the resources there in Africa. And that's the kind of leadership that Africa needs. Africa does not need the bootlicking, bug-dancing, West-influenced, in the hip pocket of U.S. imperialists that run some of them regions right now. We need those that are concerned about Africa and Africans that are hearing the hails and smells of North America. Appreciate you out there, Councilman Charles Barron and the Freedom Party. And you all have been holding the line. You've been holding the line and making sure that our people are politicized, and we know the importance of revolutionary politics, that the black man and black woman, that you're not out here just running, casting your vote for anybody that sounds good, or somebody because their suit looks nice, or because they have a nice smile, or because they talk well, or they got some shiny shoes on. But you all have been doing a great job in making sure that our people are politically educated and know the importance of political activism, and understand that everything that you do here in America and everything that you do in terms of sustaining an existence represents your politics. That everything that you do represents the stance that you take and those who take one against you. It's bigger than Democrat and Republican and independent. Everything is politics. We appreciate you, Councilman Charles Barron, and definitely appreciate you to our scholar, who I say is underappreciated in the black nation, a man who has been in many controversies, chiefly with them so-called Jews that worked to try to get him usurped and unseated from his job as a teacher in the college. Man, we got to give a salute and an appreciation to our scholar in Baba, Dr. Leonard Jeffries, a close friend and confidant to our Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We appreciate you, Dr. Leonard Jeffries, for continuing on and for holding the line and for making sure that our people know our true history, that we're not caught up in European holidays, that we're not caught up in European history, that we're not worshiping the Greeks and the Romans and this and that, but that we understand our own greatness. And on that point, those of you who, like myself, are young warriors, and when I say young, I'm talking about in your 40s and maybe even early 50s as well. I'm saying young warriors. Those of you and us who are young warriors, we got to give credit where credit's due. Give credit to your elders in the community. No disrespect. I'm just saying give credit to the elders and those that are out here doing this kind of work. That's our way. That's our tradition. When it was the white man who did not give credit and does not give credit to those that come before him and her, they take credit for themselves. Our tradition says that we give honor to those that come before us and pave the way. And so for all of you who are there in New York, all of you who are there across the country, paving the way for us to make this movement possible, we salute you, we honor you, and we say thank you on this radio broadcast, and we appreciate you. That's just straight up and down. So, brothers and sisters, you're hearing the sights and sounds. You're hearing the sights and sounds of the National and International Day of Action, and I hope it feels good to you. I hope this sounds good to you, and you can see it. It looks good to you. It's like a custom-tailored suit for you, black man. It's like a custom-tailored outfit for you, black woman. This Day of Action movement is custom-tailored for the black man and black woman in the hairs and smells of North America and the diaspora. Whoever has been afflicted and bitten by this Caucasian white man and his white supremacy, this is tailor-made for you. This movement is tailor-made for you. Does not matter what your title is, doesn't matter what your affiliation is, what organization you claim, this movement is made for you. The sights and sounds that we're giving you tonight on Black Power Radio is just some of the sights and sounds. It's just some of the sights and sounds. We haven't even heard from the rest of the cities yet. We're not even going to try to cram it all into one show. We're going to definitely stretch it out on Monday night. Hopefully we'll be able to hear from the national chairman on Monday night on his analysis of the National International Day of Action. We will be deliberating on when we will put forth the National International Day of Action number 4. But I do want to say that as we are observing this Buy Black program, as we are observing this Buy Black program, and we're not shopping with any non-black businesses and not shopping with these bloodsuckers and these capitalists, that you have to also remember that there is a day of absence, a day of absence coming up for the weekend of the Day of Atonement, for the Day of Atonement. We're falling right in line again. We're going to hit them twice. And we, our national chairman say he expects to talk to Minister Louis Farrakhan and, of course, get him to endorse and get others to participate, those that are under his influence and power, in this Buy Black and in this Day of Absence, which we already know. Those of you that are with the Muslim program, that hell, you should already be on that. Hey, that ain't nothing to that. But we're just saying those that may not be under the program, we want to spread the influence. We want to reach out to Chairman O'Malley Yeshitela. I was speaking about a month ago to Brother Diop Oglebala. Brother Diop Oglebala, and we're in communication right now. Right now, Chairman O'Malley Yeshitela of the All African People's Revolutionary Party is overseas right now. I think he's in Europe right now, if I'm not mistaken. But we're expecting for him, God willing, to get back safely. And when he touches down here in the hills and the smells of North America, we're going to reach out to him. We want to reach out, of course, to our family in the Black Violent Liberation Party, reaching out to our family in the Prisons of Conscience Committee, POCC, reaching out to the FTP. You all heard from our brother Kalanji, on Wednesday's show from the FTP movement. We'll reach out to so many others. We're going to stretch out. You heard a few weeks back from my sister Nikki Love. We're going to reach out to others that you wouldn't even think we would reach out to within the black nation. Don't you get no, as the minister say, no funny ideas and think we're going to start pulling in white folks. No, sir, no, ma'am. We're going to reach out within the black and indigenous nation. We've got to reach out to Sister Warrior Woman and get all up in them mountains and get all that up in Oklahoma and in all them lands. We got to reach out to the Red Nation. We got to reach out to those that are active, the wide awake that are active within the Brown Berets. We got to reach out. We're going to reach out to those that are hell-bent on fighting this oppressor like we hell-bent on fighting this oppressor. And here in the new Black Panther Party, we holding that line. We holding that line given to us by the Black Power General pulling together our people. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is this movement is the biggest movement going in the hills and smells of North America. It is a movement without borders. It is a movement without labels. It is a movement without unrighteous limits. Without unrighteous limits, anything that you think that you can do for our people, you can do within righteous divine reason. Within righteous divine reason. Do what you can do for our people. Do what you think you can do. Hell, don't wait for us to just plan out the next National International Day of Action. Do it for yourself. Pull up, you know, your organizing committees. Call them up. Organize now for your National International Day of Action in your city. You ain't got to wait on no Sean Kwali. You ain't got to wait on no Malik Zulu Shabazz. You ain't got to wait on nobody. You can organize now because our needs are immediate right now. Let me get to the next caller here, next in line. This is area code 214-395. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. This is the national report for the National International Day of Action. Black Power, talk black to us.
Black Power family, this is your brother, DK. The Day of Action was a blessing. You know, we started out at Doc's Bookstore, and the crowd was limited to few who was wondering why. On the other side of town, they had a Harambe festival going on. So we decided to take everybody from the bookstore to the Harambe festival, and we got in the community over there, and I've seen number Black Unity and Black Love dealt with the leaders that put on the different leaders that were there in the community of Fort Worth, which is the Dallas, Texas Metroplex. And I got to give some thanks to, you know, brother Ryan from the LOC, Sister Yara, Hakeem, Brother Drew, everybody that supported in us making the collective effort, because we dealt with some real strong issues, man. We targeted the youth because that's all we really saw around us, targeted the youth, and we made some plans to deal with some of the things that are plaguing our youth, like the homosexuality, you know, this black-on-black violence. You know, we're not telling the youth to calm down, but we try, because we like to see them on fire, but we try to point them in a different direction and show them what to do with some of this so-called crookedness, you know. Try to get the boys up off that skinny jean era and, you know, put them on something real, man. Brother Ryan Muhammad, you know, I want to thank him because he had the brothers, some of the brothers from the nation, man. We reached out to some of the brothers from the nation that were there on post, and, man, we got some work to do. You know, their passion is our passion, and we're a family. We got some work to do. We just wear different names. But in regards to they have a political radio station. The brothers have a political radio station that they've showed that they've been kicking off kind of like what we do every week. And they were rated number one in this area. So we finna take some of our issues from the streets to the radio and also bring the streets to the station and give them an opportunity to kick some of that off. Nevertheless, the Tuba John Express, you know, we got some more clothes in. The clothes drive is kicking off, so I don't know who's going to pick this stuff up, but boy, I tell you, they got a job because we got a lot of donations on the clothing end. But overall, it was a success. It started out looking a little shady, and I can say in the end it became a victory. It took a lot of good pictures. I mean, they had a good stage down there. I don't know, they end up with the event was really perfect timing because there was no need to shop with no white people for nothing because everything you needed was right there on the day, on the spot and on the grounds, you know, from the babies to the elders. It was right there, man, you know, and it kicked off and it lasted a little while. I headed back to Dallas with Supreme Captain Brother Hakeem, and we still end up hitting the community and talking to some people. If you know this brother, you know he got that long wind. So we still ended up, you know, chopping it up and talking to the people, man. All day was pretty much, you know, about the people putting the information in their hands on what they need to know, letting them know the Day of Action is not just a one-day thing. It's an ongoing and continuous process and a program that we have to continue to push because a lot of people are pushing different things, but it's all about black unity, you know. And I heard a brother mention Pan-Africanism, man, and that's what it's about, man. If we could unite together and get the black leaders on, they ain't got to be on one page, but they got to be on one accord and working in the community with the same goal and vision, then we can have a team. You know, you ain't got to be in the new Black Panther Party. You can be a part of the Black Power Movement, the nation, whatever you want to do. But we got one common goal in mind, that's saving black people.
Exactly. You know, brother DK, let me ask you this. How does it feel as a black man, a man who has been labeled by society, a former gang banger, what have you, in terms of society standards, how does it feel now to have destiny in your hands and be rolling through the black community, taking charge of your post in your community?
Oh man, it felt awesome. I remember when I was a little younger, and I used to, you know, the old school cats used to try to drop knowledge on me. And I used to be like, man, school, we ain't trying to hear that, man, you know. But you have to listen to him. He really catches your attention. He giving it to you. You don't want to buck him. But, you know, I feel like that today. I feel like the same old cat who I used to be, telling, man, I don't want to hear that knowledge, man, but I had the youngster's mind. You know, if you can just catch that excitement, they see you come from where they come from, you galvanize their mind and get their attention and you show them something different. That's what it's about. You know, it feels awesome, man, to be the new example. I'm going to say the new example. We the leaders, man. We the new example, and they looking at us. You know, we want to give them something to see besides BET. I say that all the time, you know, and we the example, man. When they see the brothers from the nation out there, man, they got the suits on, and they zoot it up, you know. Then they see the new Black Panther Party full gear uniform, you know, and then they see a brother in all white linen, you know, just some glasses on, looking, you know, clean cut, well put together. They don't see no pants sack, and they see real men, and they see real women. You know, the sisters out there, African garbed up every day, natural. They see real men and real women. Man, that's giving our babies and our youth something to look forward to. You know what I mean? This can be me. This, you know, you don't got to wait till you're old. It could be you right now. That's the message that we was trying to kick out there when we were dealing with the people today, you know. And I just, it feel awesome, man. It feel real black-tastic, as you would say, my brother, you know, to be on the winning end of the team, you know. Because I remember when I was losing, you know, I was out killing myself, killing my people, you know. And now that I'm on the different end of the stick trying to make this thing work, you know, that's what it's about, man, you know. And, I said when Shaka Sankofa died, man, we was doing the No Southern Comfort documentary, and I said, you know, everybody said they got something to live for, and these brothers talking about they got something to die for. I just done found me something to fight for, you know, and that was, you know, freedom of death, man. I meant that. And the one thing I want to be free from is slave ways, the slave mentality. So
you already know.
It's all in the making, you know, and we're trying to wake other people. You know, it's slavery seeing... It's dead seeing brothers walk around you zombified, man. If you can't, you show responsibility, black man, if you're awoke and you're alive and you're conscious, to wake up every sleeping beast around you. You show responsibility. You know, in the name of black power, it's your responsibility. You know, if you do it in Jesus' name and it worked for you, somebody will teach them the truth later on, but go on and wake him up, you know. But we got to wake the sleeping giants around us because, man, we had some of the elders from the church out there, you know, and I don't knock nobody for what they do. But, hey, in the community, the people flock to the church house because that's the only agenda that they have. And a lot of the youth don't want to go to church because they see Big Mama and them and Grandma and them, and they don't want to be like them. So we got to give our youth something to look forward to because a lot of times their parents ain't their role models no more.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, we say it in the spirit like kind of what Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad said, and our national chairman, Dr. Malik Abdul-Jabbar, said, which you know full well, we say if you're going to follow Jesus, follow the black revolutionary Messiah. That's
yeah.
What we say, a black revolutionary Messiah. Brother DK, man, sound like you all have had much success being on the ground, and you had a strong influence on the people. And I got to get these other callers in here with the last few minutes what we got, but please give out the information because I know you're going to stretch out. You'll be on some other shows to give more sights and sounds, and I'm thankful for you calling in. Give your information now so we can help build up Dallas and build up the state of Texas.
Man, you can send us an email. You can send me an email at dknbpp@hotmail.com and I'll get back to you, or you can hit us at dkda1@yahoo.com. We'll get back with you either or. Send me the email and I'll send you the phone number. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. That's our National Minister of Defense checking in and calling in and letting you all know that Texas held the line. Dallas, Texas, and Texas held the line. And we knew that you would. Texas is going to be strong as hell. Strong as hell with them kind of moves. Every seed you plant will reap a harvest. Let me get this next call in here. Area code 904705. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. We're giving a national report for our National and International Day of Action. Talk black to us, Black Power.
Power, this brother Mikhail Muhammad, Southern Regional
Chairman. Muhammad, Black Power.
How you doing, brother Shah?
Brother, I'm great. I'm great. I'm
I'm toasting with you some non-alcoholic revolutionary champagne for this National International Day of Action. How was your day, sir?
It was wonderful, brother. We didn't know there was a homecoming right down the street from us and football game, but we had a pretty nice crowd. There were many students that wanted to come. They wanted us to move the time back. But we could not do that, brother. Once we put the flyers out, we couldn't turn back. But we had a nice little march. The community that showed up, they were engaged with us. They loved it. We had different speakers on the program. We made a lot of positive contacts with the youth. Those at the college, brother. The black media came out. They gave us a good press. We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to building, continue to work with our people, brother. And so the message was, you must love yourself in order to heal yourself. And with that said, brother, people love the message. They're more concerned about the black-on-black crime. They know what the white man has done, what he's doing, but they're more concerned about self right now, brother. So I definitely was able to address the concerns. We had various speakers from hurting families with children in crime, Southern Christian Leadership Conference. It just was a very powerful day. We met with the victims who were killed. Their families showed up, and they were very happy and very appreciative that the new Black Panther Party has gotten involved on the streets to get in between these warring brothers and try to heal the community and stop the hate, brother, that we're displaying with ourselves.
Yes, sir. But I saw one of the articles that was written about you all, the national chairman had put it up on his page, his Facebook page, man. You all are doing a great work in Jacksonville. I don't think that Jacksonville has ever seen this kind of revolutionary movement before. So it is a testament to your leadership, a testament to those that are under your charge, your laborers there and helpers, and a testament to the will of the people in Jacksonville, brother. Give us some of the sights and sounds of Jacksonville.
Brother, it's a blessing, man. Let me ask you a question, Brother Sean. It was an article he put in the paper today. He put up on the screen or was something in the past?
No, brother. You know the national chairman ain't going to put nothing in the past up about you, black man, and about us. He put up something current about what's going on in Jacksonville.
Well, Brother Sean, with that said, it was a blessing, man. The youth love us. They signed in, gave us their information. The college students want us to come to the campus. They having some type of event in a couple of weeks. They put me on the program. I spoke with the Black Student Union president. He said he would love to bring the chairman to the college. He want to invite me to the campus so we can sit down and talk, brother. So they are very open to bringing our national chairman to the historical black college in Jacksonville, Florida, brother. So it's just a beginning. I'm excited. I'm pumped up. I just want to thank our national chairman, Dr. Malik Shabazz, with his vision, brother. And we must continue to work hard, support him, carry out our instructions, be on the front line, reach our people, educate our youth. And we will see a change, Brother Sean. Change is coming. Change is on the horizon. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, that is what it is. Change is happening.
Yes,
change,
sir,
is happening. For those of you that are familiar with the lessons, it say a change is in progress in every living creature. A change is happening. And so as we've been driving home all night, that we the people that's going to make the change. If we say empower to the people, then we are the black men and women that's going to produce that power to the people. Brother McHale, again, please send our greetings and our love and support to your soldiers and your staff that's there in Jacksonville. And, of course, in terms of the Black Student Union and bringing our national chairman to the campus, that has to happen ASAP.
Yes,
something
sir.
Like that with an event like what you had, and then to follow it up with our national chairman. Brother, you gonna turn Jacksonville on its head. You're going to turn Black Jacksonville upside down and inside out. So you make sure that you secure that for the national chairman. We'll be following up with you on that. And that's a word to the wise for myself and everybody else. that one. It's time to pick up the pace in bringing our national chairman in terms of a tour to your city. Bring him to your city. If you want to develop a black power movement, a true black power movement, put it in the hands of the chief organizer of the day who is putting this thing together. Ain't nobody's magic wand put this movement together. This is done by strategics. It's done by planning. It's being done by years of experience that this black man has had underneath the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad and being an organizer himself and having love for our people. Bring the national chairman to your campus. Let him bust up the lies as your peon is told and put in the textbooks and textbook tricked our people. Bring him to the campus, bottom line. Brother McKill, give that Jacksonville information out. So that those that are in Jacksonville will always have it. They could always come to the show and link up with you and build a stronger movement than what you have even now.
Well, thank you, sir. My phone number is 904-705-8556. My email address is Mikhail, M-I-K-H-A-I-L, number 45@live.com. And I look forward to the city of Jacksonville getting on board to support our movement, the Black United Front, and I'm just encouraged, and the Panthers and black people in general must get on board. We must work hard and be smart, and I just want to say black power and all power,
black power
to the
people. And power to the people. Brothers and sisters, that's that organizer, the bold, cold organizer who was at the head of a thousand-man march, thousand-man-woman march. And he said he pressed on even though there was unforeseen obstacles. Unforeseen obstacles. He, in true Panther spirit and in true Panther form, pressed on and carried out all his instructions, and he reaped success and benefit. That is a lesson to the wise. That is a lesson to the wise. That if you have an obstacle on your day, if you have some initial plans in terms of a movement, your days of action, or what have you, just in organizing in general, that you press on, that not only do you press on, that you have a B plan, a C plan, and a D plan. In dealing with this enemy, you know they're going to throw something in your path. In dealing with brainwashed Negroes, you know you're going to have something in your path. As an organizer, you got to be prepared for what have you and whatever comes. So salute to Brother McHale. Salute to the Jacksonville chapter. Salute to all those who helped make this day a success. Again, I'm going to say it again. We want to, for those who have not yet done it, I'm going to say within these last almost 5 minutes, if you have not done it yet, we need your photographs. We're not really even asking in the spirit of the black God, in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and with the permission in the spirit of Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, our national chairman, we're not even asking you. We're telling you, submit your photographs, submit your articles, if you're going to write those, submit your footage. There's no need to wait 3 months down the road, 4 months down the road, and pop up with a picture too and say this is the National Day Action that we have. That does not help the people to be inspired, to be energized, to be motivated about the boldest, coldest movement that the black nation has produced really within the last several years. This is in continuation. This is in the same spirit, in the same vein of the Millions More movement. This is in continuation of that same vein and same spirit of the Million Man March. It is a continuation in the same vein and same spirit of the Million Youth March. It's in the same vein. So we ain't doing nothing wrong. And as I made the point earlier to Brother Kahar about Comrade Emory Douglas, who I believe was the Minister of Culture for the Black Panther Party, and he always kept the images. He always kept the propaganda. He always kept that image out front of that strong revolutionary black man and black woman who fought against the oppressor. It is our duty to be collectively like Emory Douglas, to be collectively
like the Minister of Information, Black Panther Party, Mumia Abu-Jamal. It is our duty collectively to be like Minister of Information, Eldridge Cleaver. Collectively, to be like Communications Secretary Kathleen Cleaver. It's our duty to make sure that everything that we do of good is up in the face of our oppressors, but more importantly, in the face of our people so they can join the movement, understand what it is that we're doing, and be a part of it. Don't hide this light behind a bushel basket and then expect for people to flock to you and to flock to me and to support this movement, and they're enveloped in darkness. If they're enveloped in darkness, shine the light in the darkness. Tell them that there is a Day of Action movement, a United Black Front, a Black Power movement that is here in the hills of North America, that is like an underground railroad, and it will lead them out of the captivity of this white man, this white power structure, and this white supremacy. And not to fail to mention, as some of the callers have said, the black ignorance, the black decadence, and the black self-destruction that has been taught to us by the hands and the teachings of our 400-year-old enemy. And so, again, our email is nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. A mighty congratulations to every single organizer, whether you did something big, majorly big, or whether you did something that was on your own level, no matter what it was. We hope that it is all accepted by the black god and goddess of our forefathers and foremothers in the meiotic balance. We hope that it is accepted, and we hope that you would accept it, and we hope that you would prepare for our National and International Day of Action 4, as we deliberate on when that will be. Of course, it will be announced here on Black Power Radio, but prepare now, as we should now have enough in our Rolodex, enough in our phones, enough in our neighborhood, enough in our organization, enough in our local organizing committees to make a strong movement. Now, prepare right now for the National and International Day of Action number 4. Be sure to observe the Buy Black campaign. Be sure to observe that as we push to the Day of Atonement, the Day of Atonement with the Nation of Islam, we are still observing the Buy Black campaign. And I'm telling you with the last few seconds here that this is the best thing going. This is the best movement going. Don't just take my word for it. Watch what we're doing. And as the Black Panther of the 1960s say, observe and then participate. Observation and participation. If you know that there's no movement like this anywhere else in the hills and smells of North America, and you have not yet decided to get on board with this Black Power train, don't get left behind. Email us at nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. Leave us your information tonight. You want to see a change in your black community? Leave us your information tonight. Let us and our experienced organizers, our veteran organizers, empower you on how to make a change in the streets so that it goes beyond your mosque, it goes beyond your church, it goes beyond your civic groups, but it takes root in your household, in your mind, your heart, your body, your soul, and takes root in the streets. I'm your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle, Sean Kwali, giving a pat of salute to all the organizers and all of those who will organize with us, God willing, in the future, saying spread the word, spread the message that the National and International Day of Action was a smash success, is a smash success, and will continue to be a smash success as long as we organize. Black power for black people, freedom of death, and if black people ain't free, nobody's free. Black power.
Until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently